We're Alive is brought to you by...
Oh no! Michael, help! Hi, I'm Elisa Elliott, and now that I've gotten your attention, I want to take a moment to tell you about the Tangerine Design and Photography. They offer fun and fresh graphic design and photography solutions, and have the skills, experience, and passion to create successful designs and take outstanding photographs. Whether you're looking for advertising, corporate branding, web design, or even custom wedding and event stationery, the Tangerine can create something unique for you. I recently used their services to create my web banner at elisaelliott.com and definitely recommend them. The Tangerine is also proud to offer creative photography services that combine a modern vintage aesthetic with a knack for capturing real moments to create beautiful images for your special memories. And for a limited time, new clients will receive 15% off on their project. Visit thetangerine.ca and book your project today, because when the zombies come, it may be too late.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 35. The End is Near.
Part 2 of 3.
Yes, it is. Don't look at that, okay? Focus on me.
Okay.
Hey!
Just keep talking.
Hey!
About what?
Oh, damn. She shot the other girl.
What other girl?
Yeah. Where are the people that went with you?
Getting radios out to others.
So, what the hell's going on? How did you not-
Bert! Shut the fuck up! I'll get to you.
I'm just glad you're...
I know. Just shut it.
This is bad, isn't it?
I'm applying a tourniquet. That will stop it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't wait.
It's okay.
How are you okay?
It hit the body armor. I think I broke a few ribs, though. Fucking hurts. Why is it me that always gets shot?
I'm all numb.
Supposed to be. That's how it works. It'll cut off...
Blood supply, I know.
That's right. Because you know everything.
How is she? Lizzie?
I think she's fine. Victor's with her. Shit. I called him here. What's he gonna do with her?
You came here first? When she was that close?
Yeah. I heard the gunshots and didn't see you.
Hey, what happened?
Scratch.
Oh my God, is this one?
Scratch got her, yes. Just help me with CJ.
Ah, Dios mío, man. She gonna be okay?
I'm taking care of her. Now get that door open. Find a way around the alarm. Bert's in there.
Pull out that wire on the left there, by the sensor. They didn't install it right.
Okay, you need to relax. Thank you, but relax.
Bert, you okay?
He was yelling at us a second ago.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got a little too excited is all.
Ugh, ow!
What happened to you?
Got shot. Again. But I'm fine. It was just a 9mm.
All right, got it. Okay, stand back!
Go.
Oh, God! It stinks in here.
I can't tell.
So I'm the only one standing. This is great. Oh, Bert. Oh, no.
Victor picked Bert up off the ground. His old fat body was now skin and bone. I could see his ribs through the tattered shirt and dried blood, scratches, and bruises. He hobbled towards us.
Yeah, the keys are over there in the corner. Those fuckers, they were teasing me.
Oh, man. I don't want to touch you. I think I'll break you.
What, this? This is nothing. It's just a Atkins. Shit really works.
Shit! Vic, where's Lizzie?
Well, Lizzie's here too. She's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. Look, I locked her in one of the office rooms. We'll get back to her in a sec, but they're clearing out up top, man. We're winning. Whoever's left of the Lamallers is booking it out of here.
She's safe. Are you sure?
Yes. Look, don't worry about her. But these two.
I know. We need to get her to a doctor quick. You think you can carry her?
Yeah. You got a radio to the towers, right? Look, want me to get a hold of anyone that worked the hospital?
No, not yet. They don't have secure lines.
Exactly.
Give me your gun.
Here. Holy. Your hand. I mean, Lizzie told me, but damn. How you gonna use that?
I'll pull the trigger with my dick if I have to.
Oh, damn, Bert. Scratch did that to you.
I'm about to return the favor.
Are you serious? You can't do that now. You think you'll catch up with her like that?
Vic, get him.
It doesn't matter. She killed Shirley.
Your wife?
She broke her pieces.
Whoa. Easy there.
I'm fine. Don't touch me.
His blood sugar's probably shit. We need to get him upstairs, too. But take her first. And we need to find a doctor, soon.
Or what?
I'll get him. Just help me to my feet. Oh! Alright. Come on, Bert.
I said I'll be fine. Just let me go.
Alright, CJ. I got you. Just put your arms around my neck. What about the other girl?
Leave her. Jeez, you're in no shape to do much of anything right now.
You can't tell me what to do.
How far are you gonna get? Huh? You can barely stand.
I'll get my strength.
Not in 5 seconds, you won't. Now take my arm. There you go. I got you. We'll hook you up upstairs. Take it slow.
How'd you get out?
Vic and I weren't in the tower. The rest left without us.
The others? You got away?
Yeah.
Where?
Michael, Angel, and all of them took off. Thought you were with them.
They did. Not with Angel.
What? Where'd he go?
He was still on the roof.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn it. What happened to you?
A zipline broke on me. Fell into a tree. God, it hurt like hell. Kind of broke my leg. Hit my head on the way down, too. I woke up and everything was gray. Thought I was done. Then I saw someone out there with me.
Hey! There's somebody over here.
I looked for my gun, but I didn't see it.
Shirley. Shirley!
Then I saw my baby. He's lying on the ground, just a couple yards away. I got closer, but not close enough.
Don't touch that.
Oh, fuck. I woke up here. Well, they set my leg and I made sure it was fixed. Before they tried to break me. I kept asking about everybody else.
You didn't say anything, did you?
Wouldn't be here if I did. How did you get here?
A few people got out. Told us Lizzie was here. And phone parts. It's complicated. I'll fill you in later.
Saul, no! I didn't do anything. I just put her there, I swear.
Here, just get Bert in one of those beds.
I can sit.
Don't argue till we find a doctor. I'm all you got. Hang in there. They have to have some. Where are you? Got it. Okay. Hold still.
What is that?
Good. Good. Man, they got damn near everything in here. Oh. Huh. Yeah. Definitely might need this.
You giving her another injection?
No. That's just something I might need later.
All right, well, anything I can do?
Get Lizzie. Bring her here. And find the doctor.
All right. Wait, I overheard you talking about Angel.
What is it?
Lizzie said...
What?
Never mind. It can wait.
I'm going to cover this leg, all right? Oh. Don't look at it, okay?
I won't.
I can go. I'm good now.
You try to get up one more time, and I'll stick you with something that'll keep you down. I meant to do that.
You okay?
Just lay there, and don't move. You're getting an IV, too.
I'd rather have a tuna sandwich.
Crackers from the MRE? It's all I got. But don't eat it fast. You'll throw up.
Ow!
Quit moving.
Hey, got any more?
Why did I expect you to listen? You wait now.
Let's see what you do when you're like this.
How you doing over there?
Uh-huh.
Where did she come from?
Long story.
Well, that's a lot of stories you gotta catch me up on. You know, if she didn't show up when she did... Oh, man. Old Scarface was coming for me.
You're welcome.
Are you okay?
Well, me? Yeah.
I mean, the finger, Shirley, man. I'm sorry. If we got here sooner, we didn't even know you were here.
I'll live.
If that was me, I don't even know.
I almost lost it. But I had one thing to hold on to. last long enough to end her. What about you? You okay?
I don't know.
Is the rib still hurting?
Not that. Well, yes, that. But no. Lizzie. Finally.
Guess I'm in the clear now.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Well, if she's what brought you here, then... I'd still be in there if I didn't kick her out of the tower in the first place. So really, that was a good thing.
Just stop, okay? We're even. Leave it at that.
Relax, okay? You're making me nervous.
It's just been so long, you know. What if things are different? Oh my God. Blondie! Oh!
What?
No, it's nothing. Just don't let go.
Jeez, get a room.
Cállate.
I'm so sorry it took so long. I'm never leaving you again.
I know.
Are you okay? Did they do anything?
I'm fine. We're fine. They didn't hurt us.
Speak for yourself. Wait, whoa. She's packing?
It's his.
Really?
Even more catching up. It's like living in a cave.
What about you? Victor said you got hit. Where are you?
I'll be fine. I'm used to bullets. Vest stopped most of it.
Oh, good. Oh, too tight.
Just a little.
But you're okay, and we're together.
I know.
Look, I hate to cut in, but I just got some good news and bad news.
What? What are you waiting for? An invitation? Spit it out!
Bixby and Gatekeeper were able to take over the armory. I mean, in all, there's about 20 dead prisoners, but... It looks like the rest got out through the personnel gate on the side.
Bunch of fucking pussies. So, what's the good news?
That was the good news. We lost a lot of people in the process, including Bixby and Gatekeeper. They found Gatekeeper outside the park, shot in the back. Bixby was by the checkpoint with a knife in his neck.
Damn.
So, Scarface got out. Great.
Who's running the show then?
Damn. It's got a head start.
I told you before. I will stick you. Stay down. What about the doctor? CJ needs one.
I feel fine. Doesn't even hurt anymore. But I'm worried about out there. Those two are running everything.
Are you crazy? Don't you get up either. Stay down.
Saul, stay here with me.
I'm not going anywhere.
Are you going to organize them? Right now they have no one. This time is crucial.
Look, these are people, not chickens running around with their head cut off.
Might as well be. There's no coordination.
Sit back. Your leg's still really fucked up.
Out there's more important.
What about the other radio? The colonist one?
It's not secure, but fine. Give it to her.
I'll work around that.
Oh man, this is starting to feel good. Can I have the rest of that MRE now? Maybe another bag?
In a minute.
Hand me my pack. It's got the map.
That'll keep her busy.
Hey, who's on the line? Report in.
Who's this? What the hell's going on?
Take my earpiece. We don't need to hear all that right now.
Listen to
Liz,
me carefully, okay?
Babe, I need
no,
to...
I don't want
to
let go.
Okay. The doctor. Any luck?
I asked a few people. Said they have one. Can't find her, but she was just a dentist anyway.
That's unacceptable.
Seriously? They have no one. I can't fix her leg, and that's bad.
She seems okay.
No, the knife shredded the tissue. I can't fix it. She needs surgery or... She just needs it, okay? Hey, baby. Liz. Why don't you lay down, okay? I'm not going anywhere. But I gotta take care of these two, okay?
Okay, fine.
There. There you go. You need your rest, too.
Keep that gate secured and make sure no one else gets back in or leaves the interior secure.
There was a big guy who protected her when she was here. He got shot and killed during the whole thing this morning. She's been through a lot, and it took a while to calm her down.
All right, I get it. We'll take care of her. I don't think I can give her anything to calm her down because of the baby.
Go room to room, groups of six.
I get that. I just thought you should know.
She's here. She's fine. Bert's stable, but CJ's not.
What about the phone? We can get that working. Maybe we can bring help.
No, we gotta get on that now.
What phone?
That's unacceptable.
Who are you calling?
Just sit tight. Oh man, too many radios now. Make sure you don't use the wrong one.
Glenn, you still good?
Right as rain. You guys okay? I was starting to get worried. I didn't want to call at the wrong time.
Yeah, we're good here. You got that phone with you? We got your working one here.
Well, it's at Clayton's, but it's here.
It might take me some time to get the tools together. You'll bring it to us?
With everything going on right now, I don't know if we have spare people to run it to him.
Can you fix it here?
That's fine. Good.
That'd be easier. I had a lot of equipment there. But is it safe?
It might be a little rough coming in, but we're getting the place locked down.
You did it, huh?
Tell him to take the east path to the loading gate. That'll be clear. You won't run into anyone escaping.
Wait, can this guy take a few out on his way in? I mean, if the ball is just scrambling, just run him over.
No, he can't and shouldn't risk that. Hey, Glenn. Okay, take the east, right? Yeah, east path to the loading gate. Avoid anyone running out of here, okay?
Can do. We'll leave now.
Find out who's alive.
Hey, Saul, the MRE. Now can I?
Go slow.
What about her?
Man, I've done all I can for that leg. Good. Anything I try now could make
get
it worse.
Hey, what if Tanya's in her one still and they send her here? I mean, wouldn't that be the shit? Not sure she'd like coming back, though. That's one big
got
circle.
Doubt she'd be able to fix that, and it might be too late by then.
What do you mean? You stopped the bleeding, right?
Yeah, the tourniquet does that. But unless you get the damage fixed, it's already getting ugly fast. Her leg's dying, and the pain's just gonna get worse.
Okay.
All right, Glenn gets here within the hour. Takes another hour to fix it. Hour and a half flight from Irwin, right? I mean, then that's if the sat phone works, if they're there and someone picks up, and if they can fix her leg.
One medic. Any
how long can she last?
Or whatever they had here before?
I don't know. I think 4 hours at most.
Oh, good.
That's damn close. I don't know, man. What happens if
she loses her leg?
Hey, we got injured incoming. Saul, I know you gotta stay, but Vic, you ain't doing nothing.
I'm helping you, aren't I?
I need to talk to guys on a secure connection, and this thing ain't cutting it. And everyone I talk to on the other end sounds like they barely know what they're doing.
All right. I'll get you a line and try to get people organized. You do what you can, okay? Keep me posted on Glenn.
I will.
We got wounded here!
For the next hour, we had 6 people come in, wounded. One guy got shot in the lung, couldn't do anything for him. 2 others were leg and arm hits. The others, minor trauma, head injuries and such. I moved CJ to her own room after her yelling at the radio kept waking Lizzie up and pissing off Bert. I kept watching the clock. It started to get dark. Glenn didn't arrive, and every attempt to call him and Pete was just static. Whatever doctor was here at the colony was long gone. The 4-hour mark passed. Then the 8. I kept feeding CJ more and more morphine, but she started to grow a tolerance. Then, almost a whole day later, got to be too much.
No! We need at least one person in each tower. The Maulers could rally and come back. I don't care how many you think are left.
Aw, man. Hey, all right. Enough of that, okay?
I need to do this.
Give me that.
No!
Night, CJ.
No, don't you... I swear, if you...
I lifted the cover to see her leg. It already turned dark blue. What chance we had of saving it was pretty much gone now. I just couldn't tell her yet. Vic! I need you to take over out there.
Yeah, I got this covered. Hey, matter of fact, we got Glenn and Pete's truck driving into the pit at the gate right now.
You serious? It's a little too late. Whatever. Just get him on it.
I know. Look, I'll take care of it.
They got in okay?
Yeah, there's only been a few biters around the walls. Most of them that were around yesterday are gone by now.
Victor! We found these in Tardust's house this morning. You know what those are?
Damn, I think so. Just put them in the armory, okay?
Okay.
What the hell took you so long?
You got attacked right outside the safe house. Think it was one of those numbered kind. Didn't help that Pete drove into another car right after that.
Hey, let's see you drive under that kind of pressure. That one was tricky.
Lucky for us, we made it back inside before anything caught up to us.
You could have called, man. We had no idea.
I kind of left the radio in the car. It was dead when we got back to it.
You okay? What about the sat phone?
That thing just broke the window. We're fine.
And I got the phone right here.
All right, get it over to the shop. CJ's in trouble. We need to call for help now.
Okay, I'm going. But wait, it's safe here?
It's all secure.
You sure? The prisoners are gone.
Yeah, it's ours now. Hey, you're bleeding.
Yeah, just cuts from the glass. I'm fine. I swear, nothing touched me.
Well, just in case, you might have to stick it out here for a while in the pit.
Fine, just get me something to clean this off. And a water if you got it.
I'll have to trade you something for it.
Very funny, dick.
Glenn's heading over to the shack now. I'll keep you posted. Aw, damn. Don't tell me they're back again!
Hey! There's a biter, not far off. He's hanging back there.
Alright, I'm coming.
See? There's one right there. He's just standing there.
Hey, Pete! What was that one wearing that attacked you?
I don't know. Brownish shirt or something? Why?
Well, it followed you home, hombre!
Then shoot it!
Everyone, we got potential hostile! Big gate! Be on alert!
I could try, but it's a long shot.
I couldn't hit it either. Give me the binoculars.
Is it one of those number kind?
He's got markings on his face. Too small to be the one with the numbers. Hey, Saul! Got something at the back gate. Has a tattoo mark on his face, I think.
Is it that shit in the suit? He's here?
No. This one's just got one mark on his face. The rest looks normal. Long hair, even. Big beard. Oh, shit.
Fuck it. Shoot it.
You can't hit him. He moved.
What is it?
Oh, no. What the hell is that? You idiot! You brought it here!
That's my fault! Just shoot him! You can handle that!
No, I can't! You brought him, and he brought friends!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
You on the mark!
Machines are becoming bigger and more elaborate each day. From tiny music boxes to gargantuan warships. Keeping up with technology is getting harder, maybe even dangerous. thanks to the invention of a kindly toy maker. The time for fixing machines by hand is over. The all-purpose machine fixing gear is here. Axel! Young Axel bravely winds his way through the gears of dangerous, twisting, turning clockwork in order to restart machines from the inside. He heroically dodges giant crushers, superheated gears, spikes, and more, just to make it out alive. With your help, you too can participate in these adventures. We are currently fundraising on Kickstarter to bring Axel, the game, to your mobile devices. Go to axel.fallstreakstudio.com before November 11th to make your donation and earn fantastic prizes. That is axel.fallstreakstudio.com to earn fantastic prizes.
Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sturck, Constance Parn, Blair Beihauer,
Jenna McCombie,
Adam Conger,
Glenn Hoffner, Greg Miller, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Blair Beihauer. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Whalen production.